Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Chris, your favorite screw, bringing us back. 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. For staying with me, Bob Niggins with us. He's the co-author, along with his wife Susan, the outstanding book, Marketing Your Retail Business in the Internet Age, Whiz Bang Training, WhizBangTraining.com is his website. You can find out all the things that he does there and how he helps companies just like yours. You got folks all over the country, don't you, Bob?
No, all over the world.
The world, yeah. And the galaxy.
The world, oh yeah.
The galaxy's next, right?
You know, I mean, independent retail is independent retail.
That's
and,
right.
No, I mean, we're shipping our retail mastery system all over the place. We just sent one to Hungary last week.
Wow.
Good deal.
Good for you. Okay, so we're talking about your system, your loyalty program, and you were telling me how it works for a retail company. Would this work for a, and folks, in case you just tuned in, this is where the customer actually manages their own discount, their own rebate. They understand the rules. If I buy a dollar, eventually I'll get a 10 or 20% credit back off that dollar. Once I do certain things with this retailer, and so they manage that and keep up with it themselves. In your store, two questions: is this something that a restaurant could do?
You know, so I think a small independent restaurant could do it. A larger restaurant, I think that.
No, I'm talking about just like your retail folks. You know, an independent a restaurant.
Yeah, I believe they could. I really do. I really do. You know, and I you know, all we do is work with retailers. So
right.
You know,
well,
I think of
a restaurant as a retailer. I mean, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I mean,
I want to say that there are occasions. So, for instance, we have a pet store that does so many transactions that they didn't do it, and I contend that they could. But they use the same principle, which is after 6 purchases, 10% of the total purchases go back as a credit. So, but what you want is you see a good loyalty program rewards the two most important buying behaviors: spending more often and shopping more often and spending more money.
Mm-hmm.
And this one does both incredibly intuitively.
Right. All right. So, how do you blend this strategy with the online component strategy of a retail store?
Sure. Well, you know, there's a couple of things. First of all, you know, so you can sell online, but most independent retailers, there, if you're talking about, you know, doing e-commerce, it's primarily an extension of their online, their brick and mortar. Thing. But so what happens then, and so, you know, you asked, you know, what a whiz-bang retailer does. The second thing a good whiz-bang retailer does, after they get permission, then they communicate regularly. And I don't mean pitch them all the time. I mean, their Facebook page is filled with good quality content. Their emails aren't all offers. They're things like tips. And so when you do lots of things and you give people these gifts, you know, this good, fun, interesting stuff, they feel closer to you. You know, what do people want to shop with?
Mm-hmm.
They want to shop with people they know, like, and
but
trust.
I guess, Bob, what I'm talking about is if I come to your store and I want to hold this thing, I want to see the color of this sweater or whatever, and I want to see it. But for whatever reason, I don't buy right then. I'm not ready. I'm not, you know, I'm in a hurry or whatever. I don't buy. But today, later tonight, I want to go on your website and go ahead and buy it and have you ship it to me or have you hold it for me. Is there a way to manage those credits? Are you recommending your people give people the ability to manage those credits on the website?
Sure. This is what I mean. What people typically does, you know, let's go back to that assumption.
I got 45 seconds.
You know, that you're primarily a brick and mortar. Then, you know, when that happens, then typically, you know, you can put a note, or if there's a telephone call, the clerk will just go out and grab their card and give them credit. Another way to do it is to have them bring the receipt in. Mm-hmm. So there are a couple sticky points logistically,
right.
But the overall benefit of the program so far outweighs, you know, the logistical issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even funny.
Right.
The biggest
right.
problem people get is too many people sign
yeah.
up. So, I mean, I've had this conversation. I've got 5,000 names. I've got boxes.
Hey, Bob, that's a high-class
yeah.
problem. Thank you for joining
exactly
us. Good
right.
job. Good job today, Bob Nagin. He'll be back, folks. I will be, too, after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.